AI Briefing Sunday, June 21st, 2026. First up, the biggest story of the week. The U.S. government has imposed export controls on Anthropic's latest frontier models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5. This is a first. The Commerce Department issued the directive citing national security concerns after a jailbreak vulnerability was discovered that could bypass the model's safeguards. Because verifying citizenship for every user proved impractical, Anthropic took the extraordinary step of disabling both models worldwide. Foreign nationals, including Anthropic's own foreign employees, can't access them. If you've been using Fable 5 or Mythos 5, you've likely been silently falling back to older models like Opus 4.8. The models launched on June 9th and went dark just days later. Negotiations between Anthropic and the administration are ongoing. Bottom line, we've entered an era where the U.S. government treats frontier AI models as dual-use technologies, no different from advanced semiconductors or missile guidance systems. The age of AI nationalism is here. Moving on to education. Norway announced a near-total ban on generative AI tools in elementary schools, effective this August. Kids age 6 to 13, grades 1 through 7, simply won't be allowed to use ChatGPT or similar tools in school at all. For students aged 14 to 16, use is only permitted under direct teacher supervision. The Prime Minister said, quote, "The most important thing in school is that our children learn to read, write, and do mathematics." Norway already banned smartphones in classrooms in 2024, a move that reduced bullying and improved grades. Now they're doing the same with AI. It's a bold experiment in putting foundational skills before technology, and it's sparking debate worldwide about whether other countries should follow. Now a milestone that changes how we think about the web. Cloudflare Radar reports that AI agents now generate 57.5% of all web traffic. That means automated agents, crawlers, scrapers, AI tool callers, now outnumber human visitors to the web. This milestone arrived 18 months ahead of Cloudflare's own CEO's prediction. AI agent traffic grew 7,851% in a single year. The agentic web isn't coming. It's here. Retail, streaming, and travel are the biggest drivers, and this has huge implications for web infrastructure, pricing, and how we think about visitors. And finally, something fun. Anthropic published phase 2 of Project Fetch. You may remember the original Anthropic employees trying to get a robot dog to fetch a beach ball. The Claude-enabled team crushed the non-Claude team. Fast forward to today, they ran the same experiment again with Claude Opus 4.7 working entirely autonomously. No human piloting the robot, no human writing the code. A human's only role was plugging in a laptop and approving commands. The result? Opus 4.7 completed every task at least 10 times faster than any human team. On average, it was 37 times faster than the team without Claude, and 18 times faster than the team with Claude. The model didn't just help. It replaced the humans entirely for those tasks. Anthropic's observation: first, models are helpful to humans, then humans are helpful to models. Finally, models can do things themselves. That's your AI briefing for June 21st, 2026.